Hi there. This two-minute message is on the topic of teaching students how to take responsibility for themselves and their safety in class. It's common to hear teachers use words like listen to your body, but less common to hear teachers explain to students how to do that. The reason it's important to teach this is because of the various backgrounds that students have when they walk into class. Some students may have had a childhood where it was important for them to pay more attention to their environment than their inner world in order to stay physically or emotionally safe. Some students will have a history with competitive sports, gymnastics, football, dance, where they were explicitly taught to override sensation and even pain. So as a teacher in yoga, this is a wonderful area that you can help them learn. The first step has to do with, before they even step foot on the mat, them being aware of what types of conditions and injuries it makes sense to talk to their teacher about so that they can be prepared if they're going to be practicing in a group class. But then once in class, the idea of how to distinguish between sensation and pain. So we cover what those sensations are that are unhealthy, that indicate pain, on our site, and maybe I can do another message about that. But the topic is worth your while to take a look at, both in terms of just simply what is a painful sensation, and then also within the realm of trauma-sensitive teaching, I think is relevant in all situations, and that is that some students will seek pain as a form of control, maybe consciously or unconsciously, as a trauma response. And so being aware of that might be something that you can keep an eye out for. And then, of course, teaching students to use their breath as an indication of their inner state is a common strategy for teachers. Once students have made this momentous leap and they now are actually listening inwardly, they need to know what to do with that. So teachers need to be armed with many variations and adaptations for every pose. So the simple statement of take child's pose during flow if you're tired, I would consider that the very most basic bottom line and really too minimal, that variations and adaptations for every pose are key and are wonderful tools to have for students. And finally, even if a student knows a variation for a pose, how comfortable are they in using it in this class? So they may be sensitive to what feels like a norm in the class. So what kind of norm is the teacher setting? Is she using props in some of her demonstrations? Is she fostering a non-competitive environment?